Governor Walker was Milwaukee County Executive from 2002 to 2010. He remains popular in conservative areas of the county, but not so in most of the city of Milwaukee and a few suburbs. During this year's county executive primary, Chris Larson, a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee, often criticized Chris Abley for working with Walker and Republican legislators during Abley's 6 years in office. That message may have helped Larson narrowly top Abley in the February race. Since then, Abley, also a Democrat in this nonpartisan contest, has gone to the airwaves trying to link Larson to Walker.
Larson turned his back on his party and voted with Scott Walker to give special treatment to Wall Street and the wealthy.
That ad about Larson's legislative vote on a credit card bill quickly became controversial. The Abley campaign says the commercial is true, but Larson says the Wall Street claim isn't.
We're here to talk about the desperate attack ad that Chris Abley has out against me, trying to associate me with Scott Walker.
Larson held a news conference asking Abley to take down the ad. The state lawmaker says the bill didn't help Wall Street, but did help a local community activist and Larson donor. Larson says he didn't know the man worked for a Wisconsin bank. The same day,
we've definitely been adding more employers.
There are quite a few.
County Executive Abley came by a job fair for veterans. Just as Governor Walker promotes hiring of vets, Abley says he's stepped up local efforts to boost employment of veterans. But Abley also tried to put some distance between himself and Walker, dating back to 2002.
When Scott Walker ran for county executive the first time, I supported Jim Ryan. And after that, I supported David Reamer. And after that, I supported Lena Taylor. And when he ran for governor, I supported Tom Barrett. And when he ran again, I supported Tom Barrett. And then I supported Mary Burke. And until recently, I was the state agent for Martin O'Malley for president.
Abley also says he's no Scott Walker on many issues.
You know, I'm pro-choice, pro-gay rights, pro-rational gun control, pro-same-day registration. I put millions more into child support.
But the argument between Abley and Larson over Governor Walker may continue until the April 5th election. During a televised debate, Larson explained his plan to increase the Milwaukee County sales tax by 1% to pay for deferred maintenance in county parks and for transit. Larson says some other counties want the same thing.
Because under Walker's leadership and the Republicans, they have cut off local funding and local control across the state. And so many of the counties, the majority of the counties, have utilized the sales tax available to them, and they're starving for new revenue.
Larson says he would reduce property taxes with some of the sales tax revenue. But County Executive Abley says the governor and Republican-controlled legislature would block Milwaukee County from raising the sales tax over a current state cap. Abley says there are other ways to fix parks and fund transit, mainly by paying down county debt and reducing interest payments.
But in the meantime, I'm not simply going to say I'm angry at the people who are the cause of this and just kind of anger my way through it. I'm going to use the tools I have.
Abley is wealthy and is expected to boost his spending in the final weeks of the campaign, while public sector unions and progressive groups are trying to help Larson. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.